and their mechanisms to resolve for those who are not happy are courts of law. And of course, our constitution allows the peaceful demonstration. But the way they have organized their things, they have not followed the laid down regulations and laws. For somebody to have a demonstration, they must inform police. For police to be able to provide security for them, to know roughly how many they will be, to chart out the route so that they don't disturb the business people or other people who are going around with their own work, which they did not do. Instead, somewhere in Kisekamaki, they tried to block the road, and the police come in to open the road, and that was about it.
You described them as hooligans who want to destroy other people's property.
Pardon?
Why so?
Yeah, that is true. Because, one, there was no clear identification of these people as demonstrators. And many of them were beginning to attack whoever would pass, especially if they were dressed in yellow. And they were moving on to go and start attacking shops. So that couldn't be described as a peaceful demonstration. Good enough. Police swung into action immediately, and yes, there was no damage, much damage.
Some people were saying there were live rounds that were shot by the police, thereby...
No, that's not true. No, that's not true. I know there are about cancers of tear gas, one or two, because they are becoming rioters. That was about it.
Princess Masiko, some of these people said that the government used over $250 million, approximately 600 billion Ugandan shillings to campaign for the election, and that government should account for it because it is taxpayers' money. What is your reaction to that?
What is the source of those figures? I don't know whether you have staff to pull out from our party, how much our party put in, but the resources, one, the resources that the president used were the party, but for the security details, whatever is attached to him, president, he is allowed by law to use that those privileges during the campaign.
So you are denying such monies were never used? That amount is debatable, or it's not true?
It's not true. It's very debatable. And I've told you, only the things that attach the president in office of duty will attach to him as a president by our laws. The rest of the resources were from our party. If you are looking at the T-shirt, looking at, you know, these promotional materials, those resources were from NRM party. And of course, I will tell you with authority that it did not go to that amount.
Now, Princess, so what happens to the people who were arrested, who were protesting? They said their protest was peaceful, but what happens to them?
Of course, whoever is involved in the unlawful activities, the investigations are ongoing, and they will be prosecuted in courts of law once the files are cleared by the DPP.